This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The State Department's third-ranking official is expected to testify today in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. This as the three House panels leading the impeachment probe want President Trump's top White House aide to testify this week. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Relatives of the nine Americans gunned down in Mexico are expressing their shock and horror at the ambush attack. AP's Jackie Quinn picks up the story.
Three women and about a dozen children traveling in separate vehicles were apparently ambushed in northern Mexico by drug cartel members. Victim Renita Miller's father went to the scene of the first attack, as heard on KSL-TV.
Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shot up.
His relative Taylor Landford in Utah.
This is a whole new level of cartel violence.
Another cousin, Austin Close, tells the Associated Press they're grateful some children survived. Their relatives were part of a religious community in Sonora State.
They've just settled down there. It's really peaceful for the most part down there, but in certain instances they know that it is kind of a lawless area.
President Trump has spoken with his Mexican counterpart, demanding justice in the case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iranian State TV. We'll have more on that in a moment. This is VOA News. Iranian State TV says Iran has started injecting uranium gas into centrifuges today at its underground Fordo nuclear facility. This is the latest step in progressively scaling back its commitments to the nuclear deal it agreed to with major powers in 2015. Today's action will move the facility from its permitted status of research plant to become an active nuclear site. A protester and a medic say two Iraqi protesters were killed overnight in renewed clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. In Baghdad, Iraqi security forces opened fire on Wednesday to disperse protesters gathered on a bridge in central Baghdad, shooting live bullets in the air. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad issued a statement calling on the government to engage seriously and urgently with Iraqi citizens who are demanding reform. Tuesday was Election Day in the U.S., with state legislatures and some governorships up for grabs. One of the most watched is the Kentucky governor's race, which remains up in the air.
Despite an election eve rally by President Trump, Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin trails Democratic challenger State Attorney General Andy Beshear by a few thousand votes out of 1.4 million cast. Bevin telling supporters,
"We are not conceding this race by any stretch. Not a chance."
Beshear, for his part, is claiming victory.
Voters in Kentucky sent a message loud and clear for everyone to hear.
There is no mandatory recount law in Kentucky. In order for a recount, Bevin would need to seek and win a court approval. He does have the option to ask counties to re-canvass their results, which is a check of the actual vote tabulation. Democrats gain control of both the Virginia House and Senate, giving the party control over the legislature as well as the top statewide posts for the first time in more than 20 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading to Germany today to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. He is attending to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. A global team of more than 11,000 scientists is warning that the planet clearly and unequivocally faces a climate emergency. A new report published in the journal Bioscience warns the world will face untold human suffering if it does not make deep and lasting shifts in human activities that contribute to climate change. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition party founder Sam Rainsy says he will return to the country on Saturday to face arrest. European stocks edged higher Wednesday, boosted by financial stocks, as investors looked through a mixed bag of earning reports and awaited new developments on trade talks between the U.S. and China. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. voice of America.
Hello again, everybody out there. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and don't go away. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop Ghana with Kobe Maxwell, the Ghanaian international, in Abiba, the remix featuring DJ Tasuman of Cote d'Ivoire. And right after that, Yvonne Chaka Chaka comes in with all-time favorite Thank You, Mr. DJ, and Miss You by Emmacine of Sierra Leone. And this one is going out to you, Haske of Ngombe in Nigeria. But right now, let's take it up to the top with Abiba, the remix by Kobe Maxwell of Ghana.
Kobe Maxwell.
Abiba. C'est doux, c'est bon. On y va.
Oh, my.
It's been a pleasure for you. Anytime, babe. Anytime, babe.
I don't miss you.
beautiful tune there by Emerson of Sierra Leone. And right before that, thank you, Mr. DJ, by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. And Abiba, the remix by Kobe Maxwell of Ghana, featuring DJ Tasuman of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Randy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records just to make you happy. I'll be right back. The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your 2 feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the African Beat on your airwaves. No Time by Peace Choir coming up right now from Nigeria. And we go down to Samanene, Vivienne Ndu of Senegal. But first, let's take it up to Nigeria with Peace Choir. And this is No Time.
No Time, eh? I break it in, eh? The planets, they come today. Peter and Paul, they don't go nowhere. No time, eh? That's why me, I say, make I and Tori, eh? The thing where they vex me, eh? Now the same thing where they vex you, eh? For this world, the good, they die. And for the bad, nothing they survive. See, I don't try, make I ask God why. It can't be like, see, how they waste my time. Oh, yeah, everybody, make una the journey, yeah. Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to, without it, some people go scatter your brain. Now this thing where they make me go loy, go loy. This thing where they make me go loy, go loy. I say now this thing where they make me go loy, go loy, go loy. This thing where they make me go loy, go loy. Now this thing they make me go loy. Better thing, not the last thing. If you dey hear me, no doubt me, yeah. Believe me, that na true story, yeah. Walai, everybody know time, eh. See, our name na the bracket, eh. Before, we do dance song, happy day. But now, we don't come out, we only, yeah. I say, everybody, make una de jolly, yeah. Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to, could make you go, go, day. Cause without it, some people go blow up your brain. Now, this thing where they make me go, loy, go, loy. This thing where they make me go, loy, go, loy, eh. I say, now, this thing where they make me
when they make me, yeah.
This thing where they make me go loy.
Time. She una receive. As Peter and Paul and Brackety, them don't they go? They don't they go? I remember when we do it, they do last night, then they don't go low. Them say we no sabi sing, yeah. Some say na only dance with the dance, yeah. We come bring back busy body, yeah. Temptation, they say, na copy, copy, yeah. Na copy, copy, yeah. Hey. We go back again, we bring to me and roll it delay. With a good video, what they remain, yeah.
Now this thing where they make me go loy, go loy.
Chineke me.
Now this thing where they make me, yeah. Go loy, go loy. I say now this thing where they make me go loy.
Time,
but that's not the last thing where they make me.
Samanene by Vivian Ndu of Senegal, and before that, No Time by P Square of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on your earwaves, the show that makes you happy. And I bring happiness into your home, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Get up and let's shake our bodies down to the ground. I'll be back with more music. Don't go away.
The African Beat. with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat now continues with more music. Beautiful Music, My Love by Jelly Madi of the Gambia. And right after that, Saga by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. And Lifers by Tommy T of Ethiopia. Nice reggae music. But let's go first of all to the Gambia. Where we take this one, especially for you, Yeti French, and all your friends out there. My Love by Jelly Madi of the Gambia.
Thank you. African beats, African beats, African beats, African beats, African beats.
Mystical stereo sound. Ethiopia Ukraine Equatorial connection. Without objection.
If the road ends and the sky darkens, let us go down to the whale. Let us meet up with a handful of lifers and to rise up a new sail. It's not up to us to change the message, it is not up to you. We are the lifers, Matt Bellman and Pipers, this is what we do. This is what we do. Not invented, we only prevent it from fading away. Hometowns, exiles, pupils, disciples, making sure it will stay. 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 It's not up to us to change the message, it is not up to you. We are the lifers, Matt Bellman and Pipers. This is what we do. This is what we do. Ring, ding, 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 my true Matt Bellman. Hang your hand, never grow cold. Connect them to the heart of a lifer. Praising wheel. Ancient wheel of the gold. Un ruido de resistencia, resistencia internacional. Juntos hacemos la fuerza y defenderemos nuestra moral. Es tiempo de vida y la vida no tiene final. No creas en la mentira de Mr. General. Juntos hacemos la fuerza y el mensaje internacional. Nosotros la resistencia, su weapon es letal. Para nosotros la vida es importante y letal. Hay que celebrar cada día y hacer bien sin mirar a cuál.
Lifers by Tommy T of Ethiopia, and before that, Saga by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and My Love by Jelly Madi of the Gambia. You are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat, and this show comes to you Mondays through Fridays on your airwaves. I am David Vandy, and I'll be back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot, and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Kumbaya is a beautiful music done for us by Kanvi Adams of Liberia, and right after that, Ravidi by Rola Gamana of Madagascar. And we climax today with Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali. But let's take this cool and beautiful music by Kanvi Adams of Monrovia, Liberia, Kumbaya, and I'll play this one for you, a darling husband, Emmanuel Adams, right now.
Oh, Lord. Fiti be gitar It's la sanan tem firne wian La kita punin kita pu voluntan Fatsin in wawo semba vulanian A tus tus nyane a firne tuindai A tupa tupa nyan tem firne tuyan A tip tip nyane a firne tuindai Tita ita kurta fa firnam sai
Thank you.
Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali, and before that, Raviti by Rola Gamana of Madagascar, and Kumbaya by Kanvi Adams of Monrovia, Liberia. Well, with all of this, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der here in Washington, wishing you a very, very pleasant day. Till then, bye-bye.